This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Now you are. Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me tonight. Hope you guys had a great weekend, enjoying yourself. Now you're going to sit back, and I'm going to make you crazy. Well, it's just how it works. Anyway, Kimberly Marin will join me after the first break. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, I got to knock off the tweeting thing. I'm trying to get away from that. I don't want to keep pushing tweeting, right? And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, any way you get the information, any way you want to get it from us, you want to sign up for text alerts. You can sign up by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I mean, again, a lot going on, right? And if you want email. Some of you keep telling me, hey, you know what? The emails, they get lost. Well, then text or email. Other than that, put it in your Outlook. It ain't that hard. Or your calendar, whatever. UNC kicked off its convention this evening. And we'll see. Nothing exciting, earth-shattering yet. I know that President Trump was supposed to address them in a little bit. But we'll see what happens. So, you know, again, another flashpoint. The National Guardsmen called out to Kenosha after some Sunday rioting. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Anyway, the National Guardsmen deployed to Kenosha, Wisconsin after all night of civil unrest. Another black man was shot. And the latest incident, this is, again, unleashing anger. And what's the first knee-jerk reaction? Defund / disband all the police. So I think what should happen is, again, a whiteboard like Newt Gingrich always did. And what you need to do is you need to put the numbers up there on a regular basis, as uncomfortable, as unpleasant as it may be. Put the numbers up there, but include the numbers of police officers that have been shot, beat up, ambushed. Put the numbers of the people whose heads have been bashed in, kicked in, and their ages. Because these cowards, they go after, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-old men and women. I saw a video of them pulling somebody out of a wheelchair. It's disgusting. Governor Tony Evans said that the 125 National Guardsmen will be tasked with supporting local law enforcement in Kenosha, which is a great idea, because you've seen what happened in all the other cities. Get a hold of it on the front end. Get it fast before it becomes a real major problem. They're going to protect the critical infrastructure and assist in maintaining public safety and the ability for individuals to peacefully protest. He said, I know folks across our state will be making their voices heard in Kenosha and in communities across Wisconsin. Every person should be able to express their anger and frustration. They should be able to exercise their First Amendment rights. See, he's going down the right road. This is exactly right. But when those people start getting crazy and stupid, yeah, then it's no longer a peaceful protest, then it's a riot, then we get to clamp down on it. This is a limited mobilization of the National Guard, he said. They're going to simply be supporting the needs of local first responders. That means they're going to make sure that when somebody lights a fire, the fire department will be able to get there and put it out. I mean, God forbid. Hey, anybody in the chat room know, I had it up on my screen, how many Chicago shootings went off this weekend? Right? Oh, here we go. Sorry. Duh. 66 more shootings this weekend in Chicago. 5 fatally shot. There was a massive BLM riot and protest there. No, actually, there wasn't. It's just amazing. This is why I say that they're not. It's not real. They're not real. They don't really care about the black community. Where are they? Why aren't they in Chicago? Just curious. We're talking about young teenage boys. When are they going to really, really get involved in the black community? When is BLM really going to step up and make sure that, you know, these black communities, because this stuff is happening in the black community. Look at that. 5 died this weekend. 66 total black people shot by other black people. And where's BLM? In Kenosha. Now, if something with side was there, if something was wrong, if what happened, I'm not even talking about it in general. I mean, in specifics. Because I don't know enough, and neither do you. And neither do most of these news outlets that are already reporting on it. It's wrong. Wait to get the information in. I mean, seriously. Otherwise, you're speculating. Otherwise, you're guessing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, Kimberly Marin will join us right after the break because there's so much going on. It's going to be hard to keep up on the RNC along with some of the news that's going on. Britt Hume is questioning Biden's scientists because Biden is telling people, yep, I'm okay with another shutdown. We'll shut it down till we know everybody's going to be safe. Well, when will that be? What does that mean? You have scientists. This is like lawyers, doctors, and others. They call it a practice for a reason. I look at these guys and go, what are you talking about? Right? Well, you've got doctors that say, this thing's on its way out. You've got other ones that say, oh my God, the second round is going to be terrible. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Let me just bring her on. I always enjoy having her on with me. I know we missed her last week. Well, I missed her last week. I don't know you guys, but whatever. Anyhow, hey, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her insight. You know, she is in a very confusing area of the country, New England. Right? I mean,
No.
All right.
New England isn't confusing, just New Hampshire. I'm surrounded by left-wing lunacy.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You would think Maine, New Hampshire, right, Vermont, Massachusetts, where it all started, basically. You would think these guys would have a grasp on the Constitution, what the First and Second, especially, I mean, my God, if anybody's visited Boston, you want to talk about the First Amendment being, you know, I mean, there's where the First Amendment was made for, because these guys won't stop. Go ahead and try to shut them up. But they become losers, right?
And that's... It's also where it was proven that the Second Amendment was necessary. So, yeah, that's why those are the first two amendments. I mean, I shouldn't say that about Maine, but Maine is so spread out.
Yes.
That, as usual, the big cities are the loudest, and they really screw people. You know, a lot of out-of-staters come into New Hampshire and Maine to push extreme left-wing legislation and stuff. So they do that.
Well, you can vote there now if you don't live there, right?
In New Hampshire, you can. Nowhere else. Only in New Hampshire.
You know, we're thinking about moving to New Hampshire maybe next year. I'll come by and pick up and ballot.
You can. You could.
I know.
You absolutely could.
I think it's hilarious. I don't know.
Thanks to Democrats.
No, again, like I said, it's crazy as to whether they want to run these places, of what they see or perceive as the right thing to do for people. It's nuts. But let's go a little. Go ahead. You're going to say something.
No, I was going to say Democrats never do the right thing for people.
Yeah, no, it's getting crazier. And you know, Governor Newsom, I love this one. So he's screaming, you know, they're screaming about Trump and not helping, not want to help, whatever. So he does this thing with the payroll, right? Where it's, what is it, $300? State's got to come up with the other 100 or something like that if they want to save $400. So Newsom won't even put the application in because he said the state doesn't have enough money to pay that, right? Which is okay. All right, fine. If that's real and that's true, then stop trying to build a darn bullet train. Okay, he's still looking for money for a bullet train that isn't going.
No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This true. This proves it is a mental ailment, does it not?
Yeah, and will you tell the idiot to do some forest management so you stop having so many fires and people lose everything and die?
Did you hear his speech? If you want to know what climate change is all about, just come to California. No, if you want to see what a lack or what the damage that Democrats do when you allow them to run a whole state, come to California.
Well, no. If you want to see what the climate change cultists do, go to California.
Yeah.
Because they're a failure everywhere they go, and they cause more damage with their climate change cult than they do to help the environment.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, when you think about what it is, they're not allowing...
Wait! Go ahead. Okay. No, I just gotta bring something up when we're on this topic. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the other day I see Amazon has some commercial saying, we're gonna be carbon free by whatever year. We're buying 100,000 electric vehicles. And I looked at my husband, I'm like, wait a minute. They say they're going to be carbon free. Where the hell do they think they're getting the electricity from to power those electric vehicles?
No. That's different, though. That's so.
Oh my God!
I mean, how are they going to get their planes to wherever they're going? I mean, they have Amazon has planes for packages and such. Maybe they're going to use those. I don't know, some kind of solar wrap around the plane. I don't know.
I have no idea. Maybe they'll just fly it using windmills.
You know what? You saw that the president had a major faux pas here a few minutes ago. He had the first responders around him, right? And they were first responders that have survived the COVID crisis, and you know, they're on the front lines. And can you believe he left them in the room without a mask on? There's no mask, and they were like 2 feet away from each other. He's supposed to be an example.
Oh my! I'm embarrassed for Joe Biden when he's wearing a mask. Embarrassed for him, and the old fart hasn't even gotten tested. Like, he's all about the COVID, but yet the guy hasn't even gotten tested? Dude, shut up and take a seat.
Oh, but didn't he say he got tested back in, like, June or July or something?
No, he's never gotten tested.
Oh, I thought he said he did.
No, he's been in the basement. What does he need to get tested for?
There you go again. I mean, seriously, I love this stuff. I think this stuff is wonderful. You know, I started to tell you about Chicago. We're back at it there again. You know, it's just amazing. And then the National Guard's been called out to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha.
And, here's the governor. Got on it right away. You know, he said, look, I know you're mad. I know you're upset. I know you want justice. Got to let it play out a bit here. Give us time. And he brings in a National Guard right away. Doesn't wait for the fires to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, he didn't. He started bringing them right in after it started happening. So I'm hoping to see, I hope we see him crush this pretty quick, don't you?
I hope so, for their sake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, too many of these people are just letting this go on, and people are getting hurt. People are getting killed because they're allowing it. And they just, well, if they put the kibosh on it.
Protests. What are you talking about?
No, I'm good with peaceful protests. I would say everyone in the country is good with peaceful protests, including the police, including governors, et cetera. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm not good with, well, Democrat governors don't like conservative peaceful protests, but I'm not good with the violence and the destruction. That just, no. it solves nothing. And I'm not sure if these people realize it or not that are causing all this destruction, but they're pushing people to vote for Trump, a guy they apparently hate.
Right.
People have had it. They are sick of it. And Democrats who run these places aren't doing a damn thing about it. And neither will Biden. And neither will Harris, because Harris is really going to be the one who ends up being president. Biden won't even last a year.
You know, we got to go to a break, but when we come back, I got to say, I'm loving this. It looks like, according to a recent Reuters, router, whatever they're called, survey, they found out that the president's got a 21% approval rating on handling the corona, and Joey B's got 11. I want to know where the rest of the people are. I think this another number.
Right.
There be Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully
accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
The rhythm. We're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, off the, some of you know off the corner of, I have a TV in the studio, and I'm watching, well, I'm catching glimpses of the RNC, you know, convention, and I love it. They have Democrats who are going to be speaking at this event, okay, giving speeches. And the thing I love about this, though, the thing I think is hilarious about this, as you remember that when Republicans were speaking at the DNC, it was a big deal. Oh, my God, we have Republicans here. They're going to be speaking against Trump. Well, they have Democrats that are going to be speaking for Trump. But you won't hear that on CNN. Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. We hit on some of the issues today. Have a lot of fun with her. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I just, I love what I'm watching over my shoulder, and you see these guys. You look at what the DNC put forward. And by the way, didn't you find it interesting? I'm trying to be clean. Interesting that Billy Bob Clinton, he was talking about how President Trump soiled the Oval Office. Let that sink in for a minute.
He did not.
He did too. He said he basically
what a dirtbag. I did not. I'm being fully honest. I did not watch any of the DNC convention. I did see Biden's speech. I was away last week, so it was actually nice to not be watching any of the news or any of that stuff. Because normally I would be watching it probably and live tweeting it. So, yeah. No, I did not watch any of it.
No, I think it's again. I go back.
Yay me.
Yeah, but you missed so many really cool moments. Like
I actually did. I missed opportunities to really mess with people and live tweet it. That's my favorite thing. I have to be honest.
Well, Joey B again. Here's what's funny. So I guess he did a remake or redid a speech he did back in 07 or 09 or something like that. That speech at the time there was a lot of controversy because he stole that. We'll say plagiarized, but stole it. He stole the speech from a Canadian lawmaker. So apparently he forgot that. People in his staff were too young to remember that. And he did it all over again. And I'm thinking to myself, and people will allow this to go. They talk about Trump being a liar, a habitual liar. This guy doesn't know how to not plagiarize anything, does he?
No, he's been doing that for years, though. But it doesn't matter because the mainstream media isn't going to call Biden out for anything. They're going to prop him up just like they propped up Obama when Obama should have been forced to drop out of the race when his racist, Jew-hating, America-hating preacher came to light.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been forced to drop out of the race, and we probably wouldn't be where we are today at all.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to happen with Joe either. Look at you could probably
Joe Biden could kill someone, and the media would ignore it.
Well, they
would. I mean, it's not true.
Right.
It's not false.
Look at what's happening all around the place now. Nothing negative. If you still yet to see the riots on any one of the other major news stations.
You know what's funny, though? This is backfiring, Joe, because people hear about them, so they seek alternative news stations, and then they find out that CNN and MSNBC and all these places aren't talking about it. That's how I got involved in politics in the first place, because the news wasn't talking about something I thought was important, which was Reverend Wright. So when I talk to regular people, they're like, they're regular people now are hating the media because they know that the media isn't being honest and isn't showing them all sides of the story or is exaggerating or is totally leaving other stuff out.
Yep.
Regular, non-political people, Joe.
Well, when you got 72% of registered Democrats that were asked said that, hey, they're afraid to tell anybody who they're voting for, right? What does that tell you? And more blacks are in support of President Trump. So they're in a lot of trouble. And all they know how to do is scream and yell and make all this noise they're making, hoping that'll help, right?
And lie.
Well, that's the normal course of the day. I didn't even bring that up, so.
I can't stand it. I don't like when anyone lies. I'm not talking little dumb white fibs like, oh, maybe you exaggerated something, whatever. I'm not talking about stuff like that. I'm talking about flat out lies. I can't stand it. And I don't care what party does it, but Democrats, that's all they do. Every word out of their mouth is a freaking lie. It's really disgusting. And they've gotten worse. I mean, it used to be bad before, but they've just gotten worse and worse and worse, especially when it comes to Trump, because they don't want to ever tell people the truth about some of the good things that he's done, because then they have to actually give him credit and say, hey, yeah, he did some good stuff.
Right.
Even stuff they wanted, supposedly.
Well, here's the funny thing. Again, some of the Democrats are coming out, you know, verbally talking about what Trump did and didn't do. When he says he's done more for the black community, I mean, he's right. He has done more as a president for the black community than Billy Bob Clinton, than Oblamo did, or any one of those. And you won't hear that touted anywhere. Right?
Nope. They don't. Like I said, they don't want to give him credit. One of the reasons Democrats have so flipped out and lost their marbles over the past several years is, well, first of all, they never thought they would lose, number one. Number two, Trump actually did follow through on some of his promises, and he actually did get good stuff done and actually helped Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can't have that.
No. No, nothing,
you know?
Nothing that he does, if it's okay or going to be good or might be good, none of that is allowed to come forward. So here's one of your favorites. Let me throw this one at you. The feds are investigating Fordham University for punishing a student who posed with a gun. So his own Instagram account, he poses with a gun. I won't say it was in tribute to, but part of it was that he had a photo of retired St. Louis police officer David Dorn, the one who was killed. And basically, he was calling out the Dems as being hypocrites. Okay? This is his own Instagram account, not during school time, posing with the gun. And now they want to totally throw him out of school, so now the Justice Department is involved. But, you know, Fordham isn't even pretending that it cares about free speech. A lot of these colleges, as a matter of fact, they're not even pretending they care about free speech anymore, are they?
So, he didn't make any threats or say anything in a threatening way. He just posed with a firearm.
He posed with a firearm.
Wow.
It was an image of Dorn, who is black, along with the caption, "You're all a bunch of hypocrites." Okay? Same thing you and I would have done. I mean,
yeah.
Or said, you know, "You're a bunch of hypocrites. Why isn't BLM having a funeral for this guy, making a big to-do about it? Here's a black police officer who's actually defending another black person's establishment, and nothing. He went just like a regular person. He went by, but yet, look at what we're doing with all these BLM funerals, if you would.
Right. You know. That's so. Did they just suspend him, or did they totally boot him out?
Well, they suspended him at first, and now they're looking for total expulsion. So, you know, you're looking at this going, okay, this is he should be able to, short of saying, "I'm going to school tomorrow with this rifle and wiping out a bunch of people." But anything else, they have no right to make a comment on. It has nothing to do with the school.
Nope, and I hope he gets I hope that organization FIRE helps him. It's an organization, the First Amendment, on college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to sue them. And not only would I sue them if I were him, I would sue them for monetary value and then go to a different school.
Okay, maybe he can get like the $250 million the other kid got. That'd be great. I mean, the only way to get these people to step up is to hurt them in the wallet, because that's all they understand is the money. Right?
Yep.
That's it. Otherwise, nothing affects
right.
them. Right?
They don't care about doing the right thing. They don't care about... That's showing that you don't care about the students. Like, how did they even see that? It must have been some student or something complained. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Obviously, somebody grabbed the picture and they got wind of it, if you would want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And it's not good. Listen, my fear is that Trump wins, or not if, when he wins, these next 4 years are going to be what's going on now times two, unless he gets the Senate and the House, unless he really just clamps down on this. So are we going to fix it? Because these people, you know, talk about not accepting the election.
Democrats need to...
Right?
What? Yeah. Right?
Oh, God bless. All right, we'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about another Chinese spy at a college here in this country. We'll be back in a minute.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids.
You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, you know, be part of the conversation. Some of you guys I know can do this by heart now. Be part of the solution. I mean, I wouldn't have to say it all the time if you'd engage. Seriously. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And look, you know, I'm not one of those. I'm not going to go back and grab all the clips from the RNC. They make me nuts to begin with. You know, get to the point. Get them nominated. Lay out what you're going to do and move on. Just move on. These things are like, big events that cost a lot of money, and I'd rather spend the money on ads getting the message out. You know what I'm saying? Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. What do you think, Kimberly? Should we? How about we spend the money on ads and that kind of stuff as opposed to all these, what are these, 3-minute speeches everybody's given? Like 105 people?
I think, well, under normal conditions, right, other than incumbent years, there's typically 2 candidates, right?
Yes.
So, well, whatever. There's not always. I'm not a party person, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I mean, I think it's fun for people who probably go. However, you're right. They already know Trump's going to be the nominee. There's no reason to waste money or time on this. I think they should be spending money on down ballot races, to be honest with you.
Yep. Yeah, if you want to take back some of these states, some of these seats, you want to kick out Schumer. Not Schumer. Yeah, well, Schumer, I'd love to kick him out, right? But, you know, Schiff, Pelosi, Waters, yeah, Maxine. My God. Do they have her tied up somewhere? She hasn't said much lately. You think she's hiding in the basement with Joey B.?
I just saw her yesterday, I think, saying some crap. I can't remember what it was, but I did see her recently.
Yeah, I think she's stuck on Impeach 45, probably. Something along those lines. Anyway.
Impeach 45! Yes, she is.
Well, they're at it again. Texas A&M professor has allegedly lied about his association with Chinese entities, and now he's been... He was working on NASA programs, very advanced NASA programs. And so he's been picked up for allegedly being a Chinese spy. So, and this isn't new. We're seeing this now start to surface all over the place. You cannot tell me that we haven't known about this. There's no way in God's creation you're going to tell me the FBI, the CIA, whatever, did not have information on these people for years now. I mean, some of these guys have been at university 30 years.
Yeah. I can't see, unless our FBI is just part of the deep state and they don't care. Because they hate America. Oh, let me see. I wonder who that could have been.
But seriously, I mean, University of California, all over the place. Nothing's happening, right? The University of Arkansas, we had one. We've had them everywhere. And again, like I say, I just don't believe at all. Texas A&M, though. You guys in Texas should have smelled this guy out a long time ago. A Chinese spy, seriously?
Yeah, that one I find interesting because I would have thought that type of university would have been much more conservative.
Yeah, or locked into these people, right? I mean, locked into what are you doing, how are you doing? But I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot about
Chinese.
Well,
he might have been really good at hiding.
Yeah, but I've learned a lot about the Chinese culture, and that is that they set out for the long game. They will send a family here to live here. You have professors and their kids go to school here and all that other stuff. And what ends up happening is that they befriend everybody in the neighborhood and the town, and they get to know them. They get to really appreciate who they are. So they're in it for the long term. They're not coming out here for a couple of years and leaving.
Right.
But look at how they get into the universities. Maybe we need a better check for this kind of thing. I don't have the answer.
I think we do because there's way too many. I mean, that tells you a lot about the universities, though, doesn't it? About the people who teach there. And of course, I'm painting with a broad brush, but let's face it, our universities are filled with left-wing loons who teach that crap about the left to students. I mean, you know, we hear stories all the time, so... We need to just face reality that we need to pay more attention to what's going on.
Yep. No, she's, I mean, when you look at these people that they picked up, like I said, over and over and over again, you see they've been to the university for decades in most cases. They're not new to the university. Finally, somebody may say something or say something doesn't smell right. The FBI checks them out, and you find out that, they've got all this money coming in from China or places they're in and around that area. You would think that somebody would finally say, okay, look, maybe every 3 years, maybe every 5 years, we just do another background check, we do another check all the way around and see what happens, because this is a big deal, you know?
Yeah, it is. So, it's a huge deal. It's putting this entire country at risk.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money going into those universities, to your point.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
The
so.
I got to do this one. You'll love this. Well, maybe you won't. You'll go crazy with it. So apparently, McAllister College is now offering a wider range. Now, that's very important that we don't do anything about math and science and history and that kind of stuff. But they now have a wide array of race, gender identity, and other type courses.
Right?
So. And one of the most popular courses that they have, you ready for this one? One of the most popular courses they have is Comparative Feminism, Whiteness, and Post-Colonialism Before and During the 2020 Pandemic. queer and trans oral history.
Sorry.
Urban Latinx power in the U.S. I mean, are we? This is who asks for these classes? And what do you? Okay, I'm gonna stop.
This is one of the problems, and the kids who will major in those classes will go on to get a master's in some kind of dumb crap like that, and then whine that they have $250,000 worth of student loans and can't get a job. Okay?
I totally agree with you.
And colleges are creating stupid people now. Too many of them. Not all of them. But they have these ridiculous majors that are utterly useless.
I agree with you. You just heard a couple. Right?
Not doing a damn thing for kids. Not doing anything for their future. Not doing anything. Unless they want to be a communist organizer. I mean, community organizer.
But, you know, I look around, again, you look at what's going on in California right now. I have a couple of friends in Sacramento that tell me that, you know, Newsom's pretty much just spinning around. He just doesn't know what to do. He's got the teachers union pushing him to keep the schools closed. He's got the health organizations pushing him, especially, you know, for children to keep, to get the schools open again. All this stuff is going, and he can't make a decision. And it's not even that he can't figure out what to do. He's got his finger in the ear. Well, and finger in his ear. But anyway.
He's got his finger somewhere. Yes. But the reason these people don't want to make decisions is all because of politics.
Yep.
All of it.
Yep.
No one wants to do these scumbag politicians don't want to do what's best for the kids. Regardless of the evidence. Look, if your kid goes to school and you have a grandma, don't see the grandma for a little while if that's what it means. Do the FaceTime with her. Do video conferencing. That kid is going to be damaged for life if you continue to keep them out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Or some kind of, like, believe me, I would way prefer people homeschool if they can manage it. Because get them the hell out of these public schools. I'm good with that. But if you can't, the kids are, this is really causing a lot of issues for kids. And I think about kids who are in abusive homes. They're being abused far worse than they ever were before.
Well, you can't say that because my understanding is that there's so many less calls going to Child Protective Services.
Of course there is, because who's calling Child Protective Services? Not the teachers who aren't seeing the kids, right? Not the school nurse who's not seeing the kid with a massive lump on his head because he got beat in his head with something. No, you're not seeing those reports because there's no one to report on them.
Yeah, no, but I'm telling you, these were two loons on a Democrat show talking about how that those reports were down, you know, and the families now that they're home, they're learning
idiots.
How to cope, they're learning how to do, I'm going, no, they're not. They're learning that nobody's watching their kid, can't see the black and blues, is not calling anything in on them. That's what they're learning.
That's right? Exactly it. And you know what? If they don't go to the doctor, all they, you know, like for an annual checkup, all they got to say is, oh, you know, COVID. COVID.
Yep.
I didn't want to bring my kid in.
That's right. I don't know. I love this stuff, though. I really do. I mean, I love to hear the stupid comments that they make. And they don't even when you put it back at them, even when I talk to other Democrats and we're talking about these issues, they won't acknowledge it because I think there's a sense of failure there. And, oh, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
Oh, my God. That went fast. GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B comes up on the other side of the break. How are you dealing with all? We were just talking about it. But how are you dealing with all of this? She's going to help you move through it. And the question I asked her to look into was, why do people from a certain group vote for evil candidates? We'll be back in a few minutes. Yes.